Blog Talk Radio.
The man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 1. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. Monday, November 19, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And time for Chatting from the Word podcast. With your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and doing great at this afternoon hour. We are so glad and delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you about the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? We hope that everyone is having a grand day in the Lord and praising God today and are happy that the Lord has blessed us with another day. You know, this day on yesterday was not even promised, but our Father, our God up above, loved us so much that he gave us another day. So how is everybody? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I hope everybody's doing grand this afternoon. And I'm so delighted to be talking with you from Chatting from the Word podcast. We hope that you caught our program on YouTube this morning, and we hope that again that the word that of God that we have spoken this morning may have uplift you to continue on having a grand day today. And this afternoon, I hope and pray you're in a righteous mood to accept the Word of God this afternoon from Chatting from the Word podcast. We are so glad that you are with us this afternoon. This is a call-in show. I believe some of us, some of you might not really recognize this is a call-in show. And you can call in at any time while we are on the air. Our show is taped at 2 o'clock. I know it's time difference in some places, and I really have not really figured that out, the time that's in California or New York or Texas or wherever you may be. But we hope, the main thing, we hope that you're listening in and enjoying the lessons that Brother Oscar is bringing Mondays through Fridays. On this week, but in this week, since many are celebrating Thanksgiving, we're only going to come on Monday, today and tomorrow, and because we recognize that family needs to be together and celebrate together. So we hope that you join us for these 2 days that we're on, and we hope that you will maybe call in. Maybe call in. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Now, we've been coming on long enough for you all to recognize that you can call in it too. Like I said, time difference. I don't know the time where you are, but here in Dayton, Ohio, it's 2 o'clock. And if there's someone in Dayton, Ohio, who wants to call in at that time, since we're on the same time zone, you can call in, talk with your host. If you have any questions, you can ask your host the question. If you have a prayer request, you can ask for prayer. Brother Oscar don't mind praying for you on the air. So you can call in and chat with me, ask questions, or if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 2 and in Psalms 4, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." You know, it's good that we serve a Father that really cares about us, that loves us, that He is Jehovah Jireh. He provides for us when we are in need. But to be honest with you, our Father see our difficulties, if I may put it like that, before we must see them, and He's able to wrap His arms around us and protect us and to keep us safe and to keep us from harm. But we got to have faith in Him. And we have to be able to communicate with the Father. Most of us, we don't take time out to communicate with the Father. And when we get in dire straight times, we want to say, help me, Father. How can we say, help me, Father, when we don't have a relationship with the Father? It's important to have a relationship with the Father, which are in heaven. It's important to have a relationship with our Lord and our God, Jehovah. We need to have a relationship with Him. We need to talk with Him from time to time. But on this program, on this show, we are a praying program, and we love to talk with the Father. So if you please, bow your head with me so that we can talk with our Father this afternoon. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and most holy name. Father, we thank you for all your benefits that you brought our way. We're thanking you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We recognize, Father, that wasn't our alarm clock, but, Father, it was your tender touch of mercy, of love, of kindness that woke us up to see this day, Father, and this afternoon. So, Father, we thank you so much for that. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through him, may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listening audience. We pray for each one, Father, wherever that's bothering them, Father. Father, we ask that you be with them. Wrap your arms of protection around them. Let them know, Father, that you care about them and you care about their safety and you want the best for them. Oh, Father, pray for those who are having so many ailments today. Father, we pray for those who are having arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's. We're praying for those that have mental illnesses. We're praying for those that are behind prison bars. We're praying, Father, for those that are in the nursing homes. Oh, Father, we just pray for the body of Christ this afternoon. Oh, Father, we pray that you keep the body of Christ alive and so others may come into the body and be saved. Oh, Father, we pray for this program. We pray for chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that you allow us to keep it on the air, that you allow us to keep on teaching your Word, that you allow us to be an influence on others, Father. Father, we come praying for the message. We pray that we may say the right thing to help someone this afternoon to make it and to see you. And to be with you and to commit to you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. The lines are open. You can call. You can call and listen to this show live. I'll talk with your host here, Brother Oscar. The number is the area code 657-383-0883. The area code number is 657. The number 383-0883. You can call in. Now, once we post the program on Facebook, LinkedIn, and other entities that we use, you can call and talk to me live then. But you can. I'm always on Facebook. You can send me a line in my inbox. We start a new group called Chatting from the Word Forum. You can leave a message there if you want me to know something, or if you have a question that you want to ask Brother Oscar, you can do it then. You can email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com, or you can visit my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. And leave a line. But while you're there at the webpage, we have an online bookstore. I have two books. The first book, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, is $21.50. And also Bridges of Friendship is also $21.50. If you want both books, it is $43. And the proceeds will help us here at Chatting from the Word. So do it today. Order your book. Go to my webpage. If you want to talk with me, you got a chance to do that. Leave a line or two. All right? Okay. Now, oh, no. Let me get down to business, my friend. You know, for a couple of times, and if you've been listening to me, you know we've been asking for sponsors. So we ask you to sponsor our program if you can, if your finances can help us here monthly. That'd be appreciative. Once is good enough too, if that's all you can afford. But we don't ask for much. We're not greedy around here. If you can send $1 a month, that's fine. If you can send $2, $3, $50, that's fine. Now imagine this. If 10 people send me $1, that's $10 towards this program. And that $10 can go to helping us get it out more, because it would be nice if we can go nationally with Chatting from the Word and reach more people out there, souls out there with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's something to consider. Because if you like me, I love the souls of men. God loves the souls of men. God wants them to be saved. He wants them to know about Jesus Christ and his saving grace. And if you feel that way like I do, support Chatting from the Word with your brother Oscar York here. It'd be very much appreciated. And on Chatting from the Word YouTube, we're looking for subscribers. Don't just watch the show. Subscribe to the show. I have several people that are watching the show, but you're not subscribing to the show. Under the show, when you watch it, you have subscription in red. Touch on that subscription, and it will subscribe you, and it will ask you for your email. Put your email in, and that's it. So simple. And once you do that, YouTube would notify you when we have broadcast our show. And here on Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us. Follow us here when you watch our program. Follow us here so Brother Oscar can know that you appreciate this program and that you are hand in hand with him to win souls to Christ, to tell others how wonderful the Lord is, to tell others Christ wants you all to be in his body, Christ's body. So join hands with me. Let's link hands and hand together and teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What else I need to say here? It's lost on Brother York's mind. I want you to know that. And like I just said, we're going to be just coming on for 2 days this week, and we hope that you catch this podcast and that you're listening to this podcast and that you tell others about this podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your friends about Chatting from the Word hosted by Brother Oscar. Tell your friend about Chatting from the Word on YouTube hosted by Brother Oscar. If you're interested in your soul and their souls being saved, tell them about it. This be a great instrument to use to tell your friends about Jesus Christ. The way technology is today, we can get YouTube on TV and everything else. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? When you're sitting around this Thanksgiving, turn the TV on. Turn on YouTube. Turn the channel from the Word when your family is at home. Allow your family to see it. Allow them to come to Jesus Christ. All right. Where are we? Here we are. Today's lesson is, let's give thanks. And everyone, I appreciate those that have their Bibles, but if you don't have your Bibles, we're going to give you a couple of seconds again because we don't have that much time left. So go get your Bibles, and we're going to begin reading at the first book of Thessalonians, the first book that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians church. So go get your Bible so that we can study this together. As always, as everyone get the Bibles, I always enjoy talking about God's Word with you and hope and pray that you are growing from the lessons that we are bringing and that you're learning from the lessons that we're bringing. Brother Oscar don't mean to be, I know some people thinking that I'm being so critical, but that's not my goal here, to be critical. My goal is to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you believe I'm being critical, I apologize, but if you have something that you want to tell Brother Oscar, you're always welcome to do that. All right, let's get started. We're reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses, 17 and 18. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, the world Thursday on November, what was that date? 23rd, is going to be celebrating what the world called Thanksgiving. And many of you may be surprised that many only celebrate Thanksgiving. Only give thanks on Thanksgiving. Isn't that something? And I believe, and this is just your host's opinion, that we got it all confused, don't we? We got it all backwards. It shouldn't be Thanksgiving, but it should be giving thanks. That's why I say let's give thanks. And many, the only time they may give thanks is on Thanksgiving. Many don't recognize how blessed they are till Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But here, Paul is saying, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, my friend, we don't just need to give thanks on Thanksgiving. And many say that was because of the pilgrims and the Indians getting together on the first meal. But I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon. I'm here to tell you this afternoon, although I have a different thought on that. And one should really study that more. But my thought is giving God thanks. And many of us, we do not give God thanks. We don't recognize how blessed we truly are. We don't recognize that we need to thank God every day. I believe that I believe we should be giving God thanks every day. We only come together once a year and the family sit around the dinner table once a year to have a meal once a year. I believe if a family today will eat dinner together more than just on Thanksgiving, I believe we will have better families today. I believe if families will sit together and break bread together, I believe we will have better communities. I believe if families will sit together and have a meal at dinner, we will have better cities. But tradition of eating a meal together have changed here and everywhere else. We don't eat meals together anymore, but only on Thanksgiving. If we imagine, my friend, if we would change that assumption of just eating meals together once a year. Imagine if families would come together, eat a meal, discuss things, discuss ideas, discuss politics, as some may do, which have us divided at times. I believe that this world would be a better place. I believe that families would be better if we come together at dinner time. But you know what? We don't do that anymore. We live in a world where everybody is so busy. We live in a world where money has the higher plane. We live in a world where people are just concerned about money, about living, about getting the best of the best, but do not have time to put families and eating together and sharing a meal. If Brother Oscar can say it like that. But you know what, my friend? Things has to change. We need to stop giving thanks just on once a year. But we need to start coming together more than just once a year as a family. See, the family dynamic has changed. And I believe we can bring families together again. How beautiful it would be, and recognize that we need to give God thanks, not just once a year, but every day. Thank God for your mother if she's still alive. Thank God for your daddy if he's still alive. Thank God that he gave you another day. Thank God for your job that he gave you. Thank God for your wife that he gave you. Thank God that you are alive today. That's what giving thanks is all about. And again, Paul said here, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not just what the world called Thanksgiving, but every day. We're going to end it here. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this program. We hope and pray that we're helping someone out there to see how they should give God all the glory and all the thanks and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It was good chatting with you today on Chatting from the Word. We hope that all have a grand afternoon and a grand day, and we see you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Don't forget. Bye-bye.